This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Giants.
You're listening to the best of the Giants.
And the Giants have won!
A weekly mix of WFAN Sports Radio 101.9's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Not usually do we get the breaking news before 10 o'clock, and when we do, we are happy. We're not happy about reporting things like this, but we are happy that we get to talk about it before the entire world does, and we come in the next morning and have the scraps. But yes, you said it earlier. How many more guys do you want to fire in season? Well, the Giants said one more, at least one more, as they have officially fired defensive coordinator Shane Bowen. Hold for applause. As the entire Giants Nation, who wanted his head on a stick, now has it. So there you go. He is done. He was going to be done at the end of the year. I thought that they would just keep him to the end of the year. I don't know if that Dexter Lawrence, Carl Banks thing, the latest one of those, with him not being out there on the Jahmyr Gibbs touchdown run in overtime, had something to do with it. Obviously, a ton of blown leads. The defense stinks. We can go on and on and on about how he had a miserable performance, but yet another coach gone for the 2025
I think,
New York Giants.
The far majority of Giant fan base wanted this to happen. It's, again, you know, it's not great when it does happen. We don't take any joy in any of it. I know how hard these guys work. And obviously, you know, having happened what happened this year to this defense in so many different ways, inevitably, he was going to be let go. There was no question about it. The question is, when will they do it? Now, the question is, who takes over in the short term of calling defensive plays, and will he be able to get more out of this defense than they've been able to get? But I just, it's a sad day when somebody gets fired, but I think Giant fans were probably relatively happy about this.
I have not seen yet. I just saw the first Art Stapleton tweet or post on X about him getting fired. I've not seen who they have elevated to defensive coordinator, but once again, someone else getting a opportunity to showcase themselves to either the Giants or the rest of the league the rest of the way. So, yeah, this has been, it doesn't say anything here. It says the first move by interim coach Mike Kafka. That's what Ian Rappaport said. I think Mike Kafka's the one who fired him.
Well, I think Joe Shane, Mike Kafka. I mean, you got to take ownership in doing this. And again, if Mike Kafka is trying to become the head coach here, you know, doing some of this stuff now and see whether or not it actually impacts the Giants moving forward may legitimately offer him the opportunity to keep the job.
Yeah, I mean, if let's just say, I mean, I know that their schedule still is they've got some tough games on there, but
if the defense gets better because of this, and this was Mike Kafka's decision, and the offense continues to put up points and they win some games down the stretch, then yeah, I mean, anything you can do if you're Mike Kafka to show the Giants that maybe you are the guy or someone else in the league that you can do it. So, if I mean, it seems strange that the interim coach would be the one behind the firing, but maybe
Who knows? They got three more home games, and, you know, quite frankly, hopefully Jackson Dart will make it back, as much as Jameis has been fun to watch and everything. I mean, and he's kept them interesting. There's no question about it. I can't sit here and say that, you know, I couldn't wait to watch yesterday, but I have to be honest with you, after that first trick play, I was like, wow, this is pretty interesting.
No, I was interested in the game for sure, just because,
well, you had your parlay.
I did. I mean, I thought I always wanted to see big offense, and I got it for sure. But if Mike Kafka was the one behind this decision, he's doing one thing he's done is curried favor from the fan base, because like he's doing all the things people have been calling up here and screaming about. Play Jameis. Okay, play Jameis. Fire Bowen. Bowen's fired. You know?
He sat Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
You know, they sat Deontay Banks yesterday, too, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think anybody with two eyes and a brain could have done that.
I know. Bobby and Freehold Bobby, what's happening?
How you doing, guys? I love you, man. Thank you for taking the call again.
I was calling
to fire Kafka after San Francisco. I can't stick up for this guy, guys. I'm trying to teach my 8-year-old son how to watch football and do it right. They're on the goal line, first down. They take a timeout, Detroit. It's football 101 to make them take the second timeout and the third timeout there. Even kick the field goal on fourth down. Then you're throwing the ball on, then you're running the ball on 3rd and 7 in overtime when you need a touchdown. It's a joke, guys. This is football 101 stuff. This is high school coaches know this stuff. We need a real NFL coach that knows how to manage the clock, manage timeouts, manage games. I've watched this coaching staff lose more football games than these players. And it's just a sad thing every Sunday to watch these guys play their hearts out. Jameis brings the energy, comes to the game. It comes down to coaching, and we don't have it. We do not have the right coach. He'll never be the right coach.
Yeah, you know, but Rob, I mean, Brian Daboll was here, and the Giants were losing the games the same exact way as they're doing with Mike Kafka. So you could choose to look at that one decision. I mean, the timeouts and running the ball, sure, make them use the timeouts
in that
situation.
That's a big part of it, though.
But just going forward and being aggressive and trying to win the game there, because the defense that we all saw get shredded was your last line of defense. I didn't have an issue with that. I mean, I chose to look at, you know, Kafka and some of the things we just talked about, you know, and how, like, offensively they look like a real football team.
And the reason we're saying that is because if you took the Giants skill players right now that are healthy and that are playing, and you put them up against the other 32 teams in the league, where do you think that group of skill players would land?
We're talking about right now with the but guys
without
that are
Malik,
not.
Malik Nabers is not out there. Jackson Dart's not out there. Cam Scadabu's
not out
there.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be in the bottom third without a doubt.
And they just picked up Isaiah Hodgins.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that they are, offensively, I mean, they're scoring points. And when Jackson Dart's back in there, he's scoring points, running around, making plays. I mean, some of these trick plays, some of the ways that Jackson Dart was scoring when Mike Kafka's calling the plays. All I'm saying, he's trying to audition for it. I'm not saying they need to give it to him, but he is definitely auditioning for it right now. And he is a bright, believe it or not, he's a bright young offensive, you know, person, which is what everybody is desiring these days as their head coach.
Yeah, he may get an opportunity, even if the Giants don't end up hiring him, going somewhere, you know, whether it be, you know, some of these jobs that are going to be open. I mean, it's going to be a ton.
I want to see how he plays here with Jackson Dart. I want to see if Jackson Dart really, you know, continues to excel and puts up big numbers under his offense. Now what do you do?
Yeah, and I also want to see the defense now with, you know, who he elevated, if he's really behind it. I mean, Ian Rappaport said he was.
So. And by the way, you know, if he does keep the job, we know that there are going to be 4 or 5 other firings, and there already have been some firings. So there's going to be coaches out there that are going to be available to become your defensive coordinator.
Kevin in New Hampshire. What's up, Kevin?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, Kevin.
So I think the firing kind of makes my point. I think it makes even more sense now. So, look, if they're going to keep Shane, right, if they're sticking with the GM like they said, or they may be alluded to, if they stick with him, they have to keep Kafka. That is part of that. I don't know if you want to call it not really an echelon, but a pedigree there. You know, it doesn't have a lot of success. You have to keep him. And I think really, so they haven't quit playing for him. I mean, in two games, they play hard. They're out of position and they give up big plays, but they're playing hard. They have names. They score points. How many times over the last 10 years did we have these calls on Monday where the Giants score one touchdown and two field goals? I mean, just inept. They score points, which is what you need to do in the
NFL.
They start the game by scoring points, by the way. Right. They have leads. This isn't an endorsement for either one of them. This is just in the world of this has been so dysfunctional. If you keep Joel Shane, you have to keep Kafka. It's a two-year thing, and then you have to see what you have. They're going to have to play hard, and they're going to have to win some games down the stretch. Let's see how they play against the Patriots to see. We have to really understand his body of work now that he's made, you know, a legitimate coaching decision. But I think that's where the organization is right now, is that if they go into this and they say, we're keeping the GM, he doesn't get to pick a coach. It's an extension of that, you know, path and that vision, and we'll see where it takes us.
Well, yeah, they have the quarterback, though. They have the quarterback, and both quarterbacks, Geno Smith, Jameis Winston and Jackson Dart have both been playing really well under Mike Kafka. And they have. It seems like the offensive line is cleaned up. You know, they have. I would say quality running back. You know, and with Cam Scataboo back, they'll have an even better, more balanced running game next year. Maybe that's why Scataboo thinks they're going to be 12-5. But I just think that for Mike Kafka, it's really about Jackson Dart and his. Hopefully, he ascends here towards the end of the season and plays well when he gets back on the field.
Yeah, I'm with Kevin on everything he said about keeping Joe Shane. And if you're keeping Joe Shane and Kafka impresses, then that's what you cannot. It's so important in the levels of the organization to have these guys on the same page. And that's what they tried to do with Shane and Dable. It didn't work out. But that doesn't mean that group of guys who didn't work out that came in together, the next one won't. And what you don't want to do is now force a coach upon a GM that maybe doesn't want that guy, or have a coach that comes in to a lame duck GM who hired a guy, and then another GM comes in and says, well, I didn't hire this guy, and it's just this domino effect that keeps going and going and going. So it's very, very important to either, if you're keeping Kafka, keep Joe Shane. If you're keeping Joe Shane, don't let him hire the next guy unless the ownership is hiring the next guy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yeah, we knew that this was long overdue. What's the difference?
There really is none.
You know what I could feel, BT? You know what I feel with the Giants? I feel it. They're close. They're really close. I can feel like our caller said last week, the Giants are just getting close here. All right, so Bowman got fired. There you have it. Everybody happy now? We expect things to change here? He needed to be fired. Does it really matter if it happens now? If it happens at the end of the year, Shane Bowman out as Giants defensive coordinator.
Doesn't matter. I mean, it's something we have to obviously talk about here. And it's like bad bullpens in baseball, the inability to hold leads in football. Like, we're kind of used to losing around here, but losing the manner in which the Giants have lost this year is just about as maddening and as perplexing and as infuriating as it gets. It's just, and again, I've said this a million times, not trying to sound insensitive, but the fact that Shane Bowen was let in the building a month ago it just didn't add up to me. I don't know why it's, now I know what they said, that Kafka didn't really have great familiarity with the defensive staff. He wanted to get in the building, get a sense of what was what, and then if he did obviously want to make a move, he would have a better sense who to elevate, so that's fine, all the logistics and dot in the I's, but what an awful chapter in Giants football.
But think about it this way. Did anybody really think, and I know everybody was yelling for Bowen to be fired for weeks, probably since, week two? So
not the Cowboys game. Last year a little bit. Last year, Sal.
And fair enough.
If you think about it.
We know everybody wanted Bowen out. Did anybody really think that he was going to be the defensive coordinator start next year?
Not a person.
So what's the difference? What? You think it gives you a better chance to beat the Patriots on Monday Night Football? And even to that, I would say, so what? So who cares? I mean, outside of Kafka and evaluating him, and for the record, I think Kafka's done a nice job so far in these first two games. I think he's got potential to be a head coach somewhere. I still wouldn't make it here just because I think everybody needs to go. But now the bullseye is going to be, to me, clearly on Joe Shane, and that's still something that's TBD. The initial release from Mara when they fired Dable weeks ago was making it sound like Shane's going to lead the head coaching search and he's going to be here beyond next year. Then there were conflicting reports saying not so fast. So maybe that's the last thing to evaluate here. Outside of the one thing I want to see is Kafka with Dart, not Kafka with Jameis Winston. But even then, okay, Bowen got fired. Big deal. He was not going to be here beyond next year. This move does not impact the Giants any way, shape, or form because they were firing him anyway at the end of the year, and the remaining five games doesn't mean squat.
This is for the fans. I mean, that's really what it is, because there's when this happens repeatedly, and that's why I gave you the example of bullpens. Think of Armando Benitez, those situations where you just can't. You can't have it. It's unacceptable as a fan to lose in certain ways. I mean, it's generally unacceptable to lose all the time anyway, but there's certain styles, if you will, of losing that are just untenable. And to me, the Giants, you're right. I mean, he was going to be back next year no matter what. If they had a different DC this year, do they choke away five fourth quarter leads? Maybe not. Maybe there's a little bit of a shift in how he deploys the players that he's got. It doesn't matter, all right? You can't get the wins back. You can't unpack the losses. But this is a move, as sad as it is, it's not going to really change anything. This is really, and we've heard this expression quite a bit, this is just throwing a little meat to the fans, a little meat to the masses. That's truly what I believe that's it. Because this will do nothing for the season. This will do nothing for the roster. This is just to placate distraught, miserable, angry fans, and I get why they feel that way.
You don't think it's Kafka trying to just forget what happened prior and him looking at his seven games as I'm going to be the head coach of this team for the next seven games, feel it out for the first two, I can't have this anymore with Bowen, we're moving on from him, now let me try to clean things up for the final five. You know, if the Giants organization was trying to give the fans a bone, throw them a bone here, they would have fired Bowen weeks ago. So to me, maybe it was a Kafka thing and just saying, hey, we got to move on. We can't have this continuing here with our offense doing their job. I mean, the offense scoring 27 points with Jameis Winston is a pretty good thing.
Every week the offense shows up. I mean, it really is amazing. You know, and I heard people talking about this. Where was it last night? Somewhere, it wasn't ESPN. Either way, it was some former players talking about the Giants. And, you know, obviously our focus on Joe Shane. And, of course, before that, when Dable finally got fired, and of course, now the DC is gone. You know, I didn't really, and I'm still not going to subscribe to this because I do think that Joe Shane should be gone. But when they have beaten a couple of good teams and they have come out and they've been highly competitive against a couple of teams that have talent. So I'm asking the question, really, forget about the DC for a moment, even though that's the story today. Bigger picture, is the Giants' talent actually better than we think? I mean, we keep sitting here saying, oh, Joe Shane hasn't done anything. But there is something, to what extent, I don't know, we could flush through it. But there's something to be said for coming out and from the opening kick and really for 80-85% of almost every single game, being in a position to look pretty good teams in the eyes and not get blown out. We know a bad team.
Right.
When we see a bad team, you look up, it's 20-3. You can't get a first down. Yeah, in the air or on the ground, you know, 13 penalties, fumbles. Like, the Giants have actually looked fairly sharp for a while.
But, BT, they're 2-10.
They're the first team
eliminated again.
I know they are. I'm not making a case for their talent to be overflowing. I'm just saying, are we being fully fair in the evaluation of whatever talent, not the record, the talent, because that's what goes to Shane.
I think so. I think they stink. I think everybody there stinks. I don't think they're not a football game. So
I mean,
part of what you're saying is why Joe Shane is still here, and yet they keep losing games. So they got rid of the head coach saying he's not coaching our talent up to the level that it needs to be, and yet they continue to lose football games.
Okay.
So, and they continue to lose football games in a similar fashion. So I don't want to hear it. Now, I'm not disagreeing that it's better than what we saw. Yeah, but you're talking about comparing them to the Jets or Giants, who were the worst teams in football and non-competitive and couldn't score any points. So there's a big gap in between a good football team and where the Giants were to where they are now. I think that they're not the worst team in the league as far as can't even watch them. They have no talent. They can't move the football. Now they're actually scoring some points, which makes it okay. Now they're just on par with the other bad teams in the league, but they continue to find ways to lose. The record is what it is. Even if you give them two more games, as we talked about, that's still nowhere. 4-8 is not. That's an awful record.
I get it. I'm not even saying that. I'm not a little bit with you. I'm more with you than not.
Right.
I'm just throwing the conversation out there because that is the last remaining issue for the New York Giants, okay? See, what happened yesterday, and this was, even if they would have won, it would have been, in a lot of ways, empty. Now, I'm sure some Giant fans would have really enjoyed it. I'm sure some Giants fans would have been like, I don't want to win because that means the GM might come back. That's going to compromise draft picks, all those things that fans juggle during bad seasons where you're looking at the end result here. But if they would have won, all right, it was fun. Jameis made some sick plays, and Kafka was aggressive. But Kafka's probably not the coach next year. Winston's not the starting quarterback. Like, so to me, those are the most hollow, empty wins. All I'm saying is, I'm not even pushing back that much. All I'm saying is, when you beat a couple of good teams and you come out in the first quarter and the second quarter and the third quarter, you're staring eye to eye, a lot of times on the road as well, with good teams or really good teams or slightly below, like, they've confused me this year is really what I'm saying. Like, I can't prove this. If they had whatever coach we think they're going to have next year, if McCarthy's coaching, I don't think they're 2-8. I don't think that they are. If they had a DC who was better than, you know, this stiff who was finally shown the door, I don't think they're 2-9. I just don't think, not saying they're 7-2. I'm not saying they're going to the playoffs. This team's talent is at least a little better than I thought. That's all I'm saying.
But I don't know where you're saying that based off
because they compete every week. A lot of bad teams don't.
Congratulations. I think yesterday was more about the Lions than it was about the Giants. Now, I'm not trying to take away from the Giants, but I don't think the Lions are as good as I thought that they were.
Well, they're definitely not.
Coming off a loss, I thought the Lions were at home. I thought the Lions were going to pace the Giants, and they clearly did not. And they're lucky, obviously, to win that football game. But, is their talent the worst in the league? No. But is it middle of the pack? I don't even think it's middle of the pack. And if it is, then there's no reason that they should be 2-10. So their record is what it is. You can't just say, well, outside of the record. A lot of the reason why the defense sucks is because of the players that they have, not just the defensive scheme. I don't think this is all on the defensive coordinator, just like it wasn't all on the head coach. They fired the head coach. Now they fired the D coordinator. We're going to see what's going to happen. I'll save you the suspense. They're going to lose more football games because that's what the New York Giants have done, lose more football games. So you could say that it's not as bad as it once was, which I agree with, but it's nowhere near good enough in year four of a regime. Find me the guys who have been here for 4 years or been anywhere for 4 years, the general managers, that have a record that 2-10 back-to-back years, first team out in year 3 and 4. That's unacceptably bad. Unacceptable. They've gotten worse. Dave Gettleman, the best players were here by Gettleman. And the best year that they had was the first year. So I'm not disagreeing that it's better than what the record says and better than what it was where they could not move the football.
They couldn't move it. But, they couldn't get a first down if you spotted them 8 yards.
But defensively, they were holding themselves in games too. So, I mean, the Giants lost a bunch of close games last year. So
not like this. And not against
good
teams.
It's different. It's different because they're scoring more points, so it feels different.
Well, true. I mean, you know, think about the two issues that have really plagued this team for, I mean, outside of losing, for the better part of a decade. The offense was not modern. It was a pop gun offense. And the old line was just non-functional. Giants old line suddenly looks okay. Now, again, a lot of that's Andrew Thomas, who was not drafted by Joe Shane. And by no means am I stumping here for Joe Shane to get back. I'm just trying to, because I'm not doing an hour on a defensive coordinator who should have been gone a month ago. I mean, who wants to hear that? So to me, I look macro. I kind of take that aerial snapshot. And I say, okay, if I own the Giants, would I move on from Shane? I would. I'm not saying that I wouldn't. I've said that for months now. So I guess in a lot of ways, it's more about maybe the future being a little more bright with the right hires and with a tweak here and a tweak there. Like, guys, if there's one thing that we know bad inept football. Now, this has been stunningly nuts how they flush these leads away. Bad and inept, not to the extent that we've seen.
BT and Sal, the fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Matt starts us off in Westchester. What's up, Matty?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good. I was just calling because, BT, I totally agree with you, and I think the Giants are a lot more talented than people give them credit for. If you take those 5 blown leads, the Giants are 7-5. Mm. I think it's totally a coaching thing. And not to mention, if Dart plays in the Chiefs game in the beginning of the year, that was a totally winnable game.
Matt, hold on.
They're top receivers.
Matt, 1 second here. You're not getting them all 5. I mean, that is, they do not earn that benefit of the doubt.
No, yeah, I'm not saying that.
All right. Let's give them 40% of the stunning blown leads. That's 4 wins. I think they're going to still find a way to win probably 2 games down the stretch if the schedule softens, not the next one. You know, and at that point, you know, you're in the neighborhood of 7-ish wins. And again, they don't deserve the benefit of the doubt. And there needs to be wholesale changes. And we're almost there. Coach gone, DC gone, some players will be gone. Eventually the GM will be gone. But, you know, it's probably a little bit more promising than it's felt for most of the season. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I think, not to mention, they've had the hardest record in football. I mean, with the rookie quarterback, and they're doing
Matt,
all this.
Matt, the 2-10. Second straight year. First team. I don't think you do. First team eliminated in the NFL for the second straight year. And you talk about the Chiefs game. Did Jackson Dart play against the Saints?
Yeah, he did.
And what happened? What happened?
Without his top receiver.
Oh, okay, without his top receiver. The top receiver has been here almost all year long, I mean, with Jackson Dart. So they lost to the Saints, who are a god-awful football team.
Jackson Dart played 1 quarter with Malik Nabers.
Okay, and so how have the Giants been able to score all these points then without their great receiver?
They're doing it with Isaiah Hodgins, and all I'm saying is
Hodgins just got here, Matt. They've been scoring points all over the place without their top receiver,
Matt,
and without their running back.
Pardon me, Sal. Matt, offense is not the issue. It's not the issue. There's issues. Now, this kind of goes in, and thank you for the call there, Matt. This kind of ties into what I'm saying, where you get Nabers back next year, you get Scadaboo back, and there's still a lot of things to do. You got to set
him on
a coach.
50 points?
No. But you don't have to if the defense actually does their job a little bit.
Scadaboo and Nabers don't play defense. So even with Dart Scataboo, neighbors back. How many points are they going to score against Lions? I mean, maybe they do score 40, and maybe that's what it's going to take to win. But all we heard all year long, prior to the start of the season, certainly, and even at the beginning of the year, was their defense and how we talked about it. I thought they were going to be good, too.
I thought it would be the best part of the team.
Okay, so
we all did.
So then I don't want to hear about the quarterback or the wide receiver or the running back. All those blown leads are on the defense. And it's not the coach. The coach is now gone, and we'll see what happens. It's the players. The players have it's the whole thing. And I guess really it comes down to, do you want Shane back or not? Because if you think that they're talented enough to justify him coming back for year five.
No, I don't want him back.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying just in general.
Yep.
Like, if somebody's going to say, well, they're more talented than we thought. Okay, so do you want to ride with Joe Shane? For me, I don't. We'll see what happens with the coaches or who comes in next year. And if they can make the most of what's here. I don't think this is the worst talent in the NFL.
No, it's not. I mean, that's the point. Think about this. Who knows what would have happened if Jameis would have started against the Commanders or, you know, against the Cowboys, or if Bowen did a better job with all these leads. I don't know. It's a guessing game. That's not even worth playing at this point. But we all thought, because we didn't know when. Think about the conversations going into the year. When are we going to see Jackson Dart? Is it going to be week 10 against the Bears? Is it going to be the Saints game? Like, we all had, that was the conversation. So nobody really thought the Giants, we didn't even know Scataboo. We didn't even really know anything about Cam Scataboo. And the O-line was still a train wreck until they showed that they weren't. So it was about, when is Dart going to play, right? So that was the focus. That, understandably, that was the conversation. And to me, like, I think everybody thought the Giants defense, including us, could carry the mail, get to the quarterback. Abdul Carter's going to be Burns is going to be great. Thibodeau's flashed a little bit more last year. Here we go. You got Sexy in the middle. And it hasn't happened. But that doesn't mean that our thoughts and our assertions toward the defense were wrong. I think with better coaching, this and obviously need another corner, I think this defense could be okay. And if the defense gets okay with the offense, that's where I think you'll see the Giants' talents not as weak as some people think.
Robin calling from Westchester. What's up, Robin?
Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys. I called last week. We had the same conversation, and I just wanted to jump in because I do agree with BT. I mean, I said this last week that the talent was there. You look at the games they lost, starting with the Commander game. No kicker. They could not kick a field goal. So that loss is out the window. And subsequent games, VT, you said it. They've been in many of these games, very competitive. Trust me, I shut the TV off I can't watch anymore with those 20-3 scores. So they've been in the games, horrible losses. If you saw that field goal yesterday, the 59-yard field goal, it was hooking right, and then it took a left. I never saw anything. I said the fans must have been blowing fans.
I don't understand what that has to do with anything.
It has to do with this idea of, like, just making this wholesale change and calling this team trash. I mean, it's not trash. I feel like they're showing up, and I'm just trying to, I want to make that point.
You want to keep Joe Shane or no?
Why not?
Oh, I mean, I'm asking you. I could give you a million reasons why not. We've done that for how many years here? So I'm asking you, do you want to keep Joe Shane or not?
I would say in the context of what's going on with the team, Mara is ill. He's battling an illness. The family is not.
I know, but we're not talking about right now. I'm talking about next year, Robin. We understand all that, and we're sensitive to that. I'm talking about, do you believe, let's simplify it. It's not that difficult. You're making it too difficult.
Yeah.
Do you believe Joe Shane is the right guy to build this football team beyond this season?
I stand behind a lot of his
Is that a yes?
Yeah, I would say.
Okay, there you go.
I got you. We're not out here politically stumping, Rob.
If you think they're talented, then you want to keep the general manager, and that's fine if you do. I vehemently disagree with that. I think he stinks, and I think their record is something that's impossible to ignore. 4-8 would be a bad record. 2-10 is embarrassing and abysmal. So that's where, now, the talent thing is also could be semantics a little bit. Are they more talented than their record? Probably. But, I mean, it's not a coincidence their record's the same thing as it was a year ago. And they did fire the head coach, and the new head coach, the interim head coach, still losing football games. Still losing games. In similar fashion, I might add. And it's not all to me on the defensive coordinator. It's also on the defensive players that they have.
I mean, I look at the Raiders. I look at the Titans. I look at the Jets to an extent, the Saints there. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, what does it really mean? I mean, we're debating the merits of this team is not quite as bad as other teams. All I'm saying is, and this goes back to something I've said for a while, I think the Giants' job is going to actually be appealing this offseason from a head coach perspective. Now, you got to keep Dort healthy the rest of the year. We'll see when he comes back. We'll see how they run him. Get rid of those stupid runs where he's banging into bodies like he's a bowling ball with linebackers and safeties. Keep him upright. Change that. I think Kafka will. You know, but at least the stabilization of the offensive line and at least a couple of things on defense, you get the right GM, because I am moving on from the GM. I've said that I'm certainly not going to change my opinion on Joe Shane here when I've had it for well over a year. It is more desirable than some people think. And I think maybe, you know, with the look at the Patriots this year. I don't know if you would see that kind of a jump. I don't think it's completely nuts to think that the Giants could take a big step next year. I really believe that.
But I think you could say that about a lot of teams.
Can't say it about the Titans, Ryan. I can't say it about the Jets. But I'm just saying, I can't say it about the Jets without a quarterback. I can't say it about the Browns unless you believe in Sanders, which I don't.
You named three teams.
I can't say that about the Raiders. Looks like the Raiders hired the wrong coach. Okay. Raiders stink.
Keep going.
I'm naming the worst teams.
Right.
And who am I leaving out that's really bad? Of all the bad teams, they're the one team that I think could take a big step.
All right, what's a big step? Playoffs next year?
I mean, you know, periphery of wild card-ish.
But that's also not good enough.
I'm not saying it's good enough. That's a different conversation.
I think they could be a playoff team next year. The way the league is, it is meant for, the Giants could have another top pick. They have their quarterback coming back. Neighbors coming back healthy. I think they could be a playoff team next year. Let's not overinflate what the Giants are at 2-10. To me, that's an... it's a non-starter. It's a second straight year. Of all the teams in the NFL, Joe Shane in his third and fourth year as general manager of this team led this team to be the first team eliminated 2 years in a row.
That's where you drop the mic, and that's where any defense that's where any defense of the Giants really sounds ludicrous. That's why I kind of throw the caveat. We've been watching football forever. And, you know, there's been a lot more good Giant teams than Jets, but we know bad when we see bad. And the way they've lost these five games in the fourth quarter, all I'm saying is to get to that point, you're a little bit better than the record probably says. But as Parcells would always say, you are what the record says you are.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, what a Monday in New York sports. Don't we have a few things to talk about, and we will. Over the course of the next 4.5 hours, I think I said something along the lines of The Mets won't trade Brandon Nimmo, and they'd be stupid if they did. I'll address those words coming up in a little bit, as the Mets did officially trade Brandon Nimmo to the Texas Rangers for Marcus Semien. Hal Steinbrenner has a message to New York Yankee fans. We'll hear about that. And the great Joe Beningo will join us at 4 o'clock to react to the trade of Brandon Nimmo and the New York Jets losing yet again. But earlier this morning, New York Giant fans got their wish after yet another fourth quarter defensive collapse. You guys have gotten some more blood that you were looking for. Shane Bowen will now be a footnote in the decrepit run of bad football we've seen the last few years. He is the former Giants defensive coordinator.
Yeah, look, this was inevitable. Obviously, he wasn't keeping his job past this season. It was just a matter of whether or not he would make it this season. And John Schmelk and I talked about this on the post game after the disaster of a finish, fourth quarter and overtime, particularly overtime. We had one play you had to defend, and he goes 69 yards for a touchdown. So from Jahmyr Gibbs. You knew it was inevitable that he was getting fired. Our question was, who's replacing him?
Right.
Who's available? And Charlie Bullen was the linebackers coach, who I'm sure most people are not familiar with. Prior to this year, he was in college at Illinois as an outside linebacker coach. Prior to that, he was assistant linebacker coach in Arizona, and so this is new for him. Let's put it that way. He's young. But the challenge and the real issue is, how do you do something different, right? What the Giants have done for the last, 8 weeks has felt eerily the same. You play tight in some of these games, and then you just have no faith, no matter how well they play earlier on in the game, that this Giant defense can make stops when it matters. And something had to give, and it was obviously Shane Bowen losing his job. With that being said, we also talked about how Shane Bowen also has a hand tied behind his back. The second and third levels of this Giants team are not very good, and they're playing with second and sometimes third stringers. And, I mean, Nick Jones is out there. It's like some of these kids, I don't even know their name. I don't know who they are. Yet they're having to play in meaningful minutes and meaningful moments in games, and they're just not productive enough. I mean, Swayze Bozeman, who was brought in as a special teams guy, actually played okay, is forced in at linebacker. But ultimately, it's about accountability, and they just were not good enough this year.
What's crazy is that, and I'm not trying to tell you they're any good because they're 2-10 and you are what your record says you are, but when you lose week after week after week with fourth quarter leads, sometimes with double-digit leads, one play would have made a difference. One little thing would have made a difference. And so instead of us talking about 2-10 and the head coach being fired and the DC being fired and this being a season in which the Giants could pick number one overall, they very easily could just be 5-7, which at least is a level of respectability.
Right.
And what boggles my mind every week is against good teams. Look at the last 3 weeks against Chicago, currently a playoff team, Green Bay, currently a playoff team, Detroit, currently a playoff team. They could have, in fact, I'll change the word from should have won every one of those games.
That's right. And then you go back, Philly beat their butt the second time around, but Denver, they should have won that game. New Orleans, they should have won that game. Like this is a season of what ifs, and it's odd, and it feels odd because outwardly what we're saying is the Giants stink. The Giants suck, man. They're terrible. They've got a horrible record. They're 2-10 right now. Why do we even care about them? That'd be the Tennessee Titans. But this is not the Tennessee Titans. They're in every game, the Giants. And they easily could be a good team. But the margin of victory, margin of winning and losing in the NFL is so tight. And this team doesn't know how to win. Sometimes it's somebody making a play. Sometimes it's situational decision making. A lot of times it's been the defense just not holding up. But, I mean, I don't know what to feel about this team, because I feel disgusted because they're 2-10. But at the same time, I know they could have won half of those games.
No, I agree. It's a very weird, conflicted feeling. Yes. I think at the end of the day, I lean towards they're 2-10 and they suck.
Yeah, of course. But
when you watch them every week, and I say this as an IFO, and you see how easily they could have won any one of these games, I'm like, well, wait a second.
They could have won the Dallas game.
Of course.
Think about this.
Of course. That's the thing that's mind-boggling. And the other thought I had this morning, and I'm glad Mike Kafka was asked about it, was a question that every Giant fan had, which is, why now? You took this job weeks ago. Why did it take you until there was another epic embarrassment for you to finally say, hey, screw it, I'm going to make the move now? So, Coach Kafka, I ask you, why now? Why did you wait so long?
I just had an opportunity to watch the tape, look back at a few weeks, watch a lot of the defense, watch a lot of what was kind of going on, the communication, and just felt like this was the right time to do it. You know, when I got the job, you know, quickly, I didn't want to make a lot of rash decisions and jump to anything really quick. I wanted to have some time to sit back, evaluate it, look at it, and kind of figure out what the best thing to do was. So, you know, wanted to be, you know, calculated in how I handled it. And, you know, I thought that today was the right time.
You agree with that assessment? Yeah, he needed time to kind of like get his job, get his feet wet, analyze the tape?
Yeah, I think so. Look, ultimately, if he fires everybody that deserved to be fired the day he took over for Dabbs, then he's now micromanaging everything. Not just the offense, which he's still calling the plays, but he's also now looking over the defense and trying to make sure that whoever he sticks in as interim knows what he's doing and is on par. I mean, so it's a no-win situation for him because you need some continuity, especially on the side of the ball that you're not super familiar with, but you also have to have accountability on that side of the ball, and it looks like it just wasn't there.
There was one thought I had, and I think it's the big kind of question coming out of yesterday's game, and that was his decision to go for it on fourth and goal from the 6-yard line.
No problem.
You have no problem.
None.
I'm going to walk you through Evan logic, and you tell me if I was thinking about this the right way. You have a 3-point lead with about 3 minutes to go.
Yep.
I agree with you and everyone else that would have assumed if I kick the field goal, the Lions are simply going to march down the field and we're going to lose by a point.
Yeah.
They'll score a touchdown and we'll lose anyway.
And then you're being asked, why didn't you go for it?
So I agree with you. On third and goal from the 3-yard line, my brain said, I'm in 4-down territory. I got 2 cracks to get 3 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Once the 3rd down play is a 3-yard loss and it's blown up, and now it's back to the 6-yard line, I got to be honest with you, Tiki, my attitude changed. Because now my attitude was, I'm probably not scoring. I'm probably not. So let me just...
That's just letting negativity creep in.
Is it negativity or is it stats? The odds of you scoring on a 4th down from the 3 are very different than your odds of scoring on a 4th down from the 6.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, technically you're right. But also, like, I hated the sequencing of the play calling. Because if you're going to throw the ball, throw it on 1st down. Everybody knows you're running on 1st down. So throw it on 1st down if you want to get a pass play to try to score. That's when it would have been shocking. You knew that they were running the ball on 1st down. And Tyrone Tracy picks up a couple of yards. It's a positive play. It's all good. I hated the 2nd down play. So if you're on the 2-yard line, just run it again. And on 3rd down, run it again.
I agree.
And on 4th down, maybe run it again or just do it. That's when you throw the ball.
Yeah.
So either throw it on 1st down or throw it on 4th down. I didn't love the sequencing of the play calling. But I also can't criticize Mike Kafka because for the first time in forever, we score in the red zone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, no. The offense, for the most part, looked good. I mean, he's calling trick plays in which Gunnar Olszewski is throwing a touchdown pass to Jameis Winston.
Right.
Like, that part was awesome. I just, at that later stage, in fact, can I tell you what I tweeted at the time?
Go ahead.
So you can hear me in real time. Why did the New York football Giants not kick that field goal? Who would have done such a thing? It was crazy. I got to watch the end of the game, and I thought, when they went for the touchdown instead of the 3, that's weird. Actually, that wasn't me. That was President Donald Trump. But close enough.
Well, here's what also happened. By going for the touchdown and not getting it, it made the Lions less aggressive. Like, they weren't trying to play with urgency and push the ball down the field and play hurry up and try to score the touchdown. They knew that they had a fallback, which was just to kick a field goal.
Exactly.
And so by going for it, you also created a chance to win in overtime, if that makes sense.
You did.
And so
you did.
It's not Mike Kafka's fault that, or Kafka's fault, that on first down, Jahmyr Gibbs goes 69 yards for a touchdown.
Nice.
Essentially untouched.
Not nice.
And now you got to grind your offense back in to trying to score. And by the way, they did a pretty good job of moving the ball. And it felt unurgent, meaning it felt like they were in the middle of the second quarter trying to go on a scoring drive.
Because they knew if we score, this is the part that I was looking forward to. If the Giants scored the touchdown in overtime, they were going for two to win the game.
No doubt about it.
There was no doubt in anybody's mind, because if you kick the extra point, you're either insuring yourself a tie.
Yes.
Or the Lions are just going to come out, kick a field goal, and you're going to lose.
Right.
So I was hoping that it would come down to that, and they did take their time, and then obviously they came up empty. I mean, Jameis Winston took that sack from Aiden Hutchinson, and there was your ball game, and the Giants found yet a new way. I couldn't even say new way. It's the same way. That's probably the crazy part about it.
I don't know. I mean, a 69-yard jaunt by Jahmyr Gibbs, who went 219 and two touchdowns, including a receiving touchdown as well, so three touchdowns. That's not traditionally how they've lost.
That little aspect is new, but the blowing the game in the fourth quarter and finding a way to lose like they've done every single week. I'm telling you, this reminds me of Beningo. You could change the coach. You could change the quarterback. We'll see by changing the defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. It's the same freaking result every single week.
Yeah.
They're good enough to have a lead. They're good enough to make you think they're going to win this game, and then they find a way to lose.
True. But do I blame them fully with Swayze Bozeman and Corey Black playing on the second and third levels? No, not really.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.